I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
All this week, Ryan Brecklin from NestEggAuction.com is here. He's an auctioneer and appraiser. It's Anna and Raven's Roadshow. You sent in thousands of items. My email has been flooded and backed up for all last week. Items that you have in your home, you don't know how much they're worth. So, Ryan, today we're going to focus on Pat. She sent like a perfume thing and an old toy. What's the deal with these?
So the perfume that she sent is just simply that. It's a travel perfume, a small glass vial inside of a little chromed or silver case, something a lady would slide into her handbag so that she had some perfume with her. And it's not terribly valuable, $5 or $10. But she goes on to say that there's a toy here, but that's not what she sent pictures of. I don't know if she thinks this is a toy or not. I'll try and describe it. It looks a little bit like a cobra snake with a cord coming out of the backside of it. And what this is it's a Danish modern telephone resembling a snake. And when you turn it over, it's got one of the old school turning dials, you know? When
yeah,
you didn't have
rotary
push
dial,
buttons,
huh?
A rotary dial on the bottom of the phone. And these were really, really popular, or still are really, really popular with anyone who collects mid-century modern.
Yeah, yeah. I remember seeing phones like that, actually, where the rotary is on the bottom. It's on the base, right?
You pick it up, you dial, and the whole thing is together. It's not like you have a handset and a base unit separate.
Right.
There are versions of this in special colors and different conditions that can bring $1,000 to $1,200.
Oh, wow. Meanwhile, she thought the perfume was the thing that had some things. She thought it was a toy, and it's $1,000 to $1,200. So I always see, I like to collect, like, old typewriters, old phones myself at, like, my house. But I swear, I feel like the old black handheld phones that you pick up that have the rotary, that my daughters don't have any idea why the numbers are like that when you have to do it. They're like $30. Those aren't really worth anything, right?
So the standard black and cream rotary dial telephones are the most common one. That's when you had to rent the telephone from the telephone company.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Paying the fees. Like, it's like getting your modem or whatever.
The
yeah.
Cable box.
Exactly. Exactly. But different colors are much more valuable. So think like, you know, original Batman TV show when Commissioner Gordon picked up the red phone to call Batman, that kind of thing.
Right.
The red ones are more valuable. The seafoam green ones are more valuable. And that's either because of collectors or sometimes because of prop masters in movies who need something to make a scene.
Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
Now I need a seafoam green one. That's going to be on my list of things to look out for.
I remember my grandmother had a green one.
Really?
Yeah.
More with Ryan Brecklin all this week from NestEggAuction.com.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
It's the Anna and Raven Roadshow. All last week you submitted pictures and information about things you found lying around the house, wondering, is this worth anything? Well, now it's time to find out. Ryan Brecklin is from NestEggAuction.com. He's an auctioneer. He's an appraiser. We've done this before, and it always shocks me, Ryan, the amount of things that come in because people are so curious if they've got like a gold mine sitting in their basement.
And everyone watches the Antiques Roadshow on television, and they're waiting for a golden ticket. This is their opportunity, right?
You said you had a big boom during the pandemic, huh?
So during the pandemic, people started looking around their house. Now they're trapped inside. They're looking at these things. Maybe parent passed away and they just stored it. And boxes got open and treasure came out. It was really interesting to see what people brought in.
Ryan's an expert. I mean, he's been doing this for years and years and years. Researched items, traveled for these items to find out, been involved in huge sales, and an old friend, too. So people love this. I'm ready for you to tell me that my retirement is all set.
Right. Well, show me what you have.
All right, well, let's start with my thing. So hand right in front of you is a pair of binoculars that my mother-in-law passed away, and this was in the house when my husband was cleaning out her condo. He says he remembers her having them at his football games and being embarrassed by them.
So, wait, she brought these antique opera glasses to a to a high school football game?
Yes.
Did she also wear a mink coat?
No, I think she thought they were just binoculars.
Well, they are for watching a live event. But, you know, in the 1890s, 1880s.
Wow.
We didn't have a Jumbotron, right? So if you want to see the fat lady sing, you got to zoom in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
These are made in Paris. The most popular one is Le Maire. It's probably the one I see the most. These are Chevalier, and they came in different grades. So you could get these encrusted in mother of pearl. You could have rhinestones set into them, gilt bronze. They came in these fitted, beautiful leather cases.
What if we bedazzled them, huh? Would that make them more worthwhile?
Let's see how much it's worth first.
Well, a pair like this in perfect condition with a perfect case might be in the $100 to $150 range. It looks like these got used a lot, maybe dropped in the grandstand a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say in this condition, probably in the $40, $50 range.
Well, it's good news for Ravens. I'll show up to work tomorrow. All right.
Raven. Man, they would complete a steampunk costume. That would be really cool. All right, let's see here.
All right, Raven brought in the silver platter. He's so excited about it. He's convinced it belongs to the queen.
Well, here's the thing. Ryan, I'm not sure if this belonged to the Queen of England 100 years ago or if it was edible arrangements from 1940 and somebody just delivered that. I mean, I don't know if that tray is worth a single thing.
It's a huge, huge silver tray. It would have had a tea set on it. So coffee, tea, sugar, creamer, waste bowl. And you would have served tea for your luncheon ladies on this, right?
Okay. I have many luncheon ladies, by the way.
So if you can find a mark on it.
Right. So many. I believe I have a tea set somewhere, but I couldn't see anything.
All right. There is a mark, and the mark is Rogers 290. 290 is the pattern on there. Rogers is the maker. It is solid copper. With a little bit of silver.
Dang! Oh, my gosh.
he dragged me out.
We're both coming to work tomorrow.
If it was silver, maybe $3,000.
Man.
Like it sits right here, maybe $3.
Oh, no. Really?
All right. 15 retail.
You're better off going to Home Goods.
I feel like he enjoyed that too much, right? Oh, the showman is back.
And you got to polish it now, too.
To get that.
We'll have more with Ryan coming up next.
I mean, he's definitely an expert. We looked at it for a half hour. We didn't see a single mark or number on it.
Nope.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today, they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
All this week, it's the Anna and Raven Roadshow. Ryan Brecklin from NestEggAuction.com. He's an auctioneer and appraiser. He has been looking at all the items you submitted to me last week. There were so many. Today, we're going to focus on Ashley. She has sent us a picture of a glass vase. Now, Ryan, in full disclosure, I got so many glass vases in my email box. Like, there was a ton. How do you tell the difference between one that belongs at Goodwill versus one that is worth a lot of money?
All right. I'm going to tell you the difference between a vase and a vase.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. I was actually waiting on that. Right. I need to know.
It's about $10,000.
You know what? That does make sense.
So, yes, there's a lot of common household objects in the world, and they've been made here in America and imported to America for centuries, right? You could get a vase from any part of the world. You could get a bowl from any part of the world, and it could be made of china. It could be made of glass, and we use them. It's just a common thing that you find. When you find a valuable one, most of the time, you're going to put your hands on it, and you'll know. You'll feel something. There'll be some history to it. You're going to say, this is special. This is different. And I should probably talk to a professional about it.
How about the one that Ashley sent?
Well, this is called American Brilliant Period Cut Glass.
Mm-hmm.
The Brilliant Period was late 19th century, early 20th century. And craftsmen in America using American-made products made some amazing pieces. Thick, heavy cut crystal that they worked on copper wheels and put designs into. And it was very popular. Like any other product, they had low-end ones and they had high-end ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, brilliant period cut glass, a rare and important piece with extra color, extra cuts, can bring $15,000 to $50,000.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I sold 4 cordial glasses found on a shelf, discovered in the back of an estate, for $7,000.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't even know what they had.
When you held them, did you feel Jesus in them?
Right. That's what I was thinking. Somebody spoke to you, right? I mean, I want to know that it's special.
I saw them from across the room. The family had them there for 120 years and didn't know.
And you gave them, you were like, $5 each. I'll buy these.
No. I said, these are important. You should put them to auction and you're going to get a fair price.
Okay, so Ashley's, how much is hers worth?
She sent in the two most common forms of American Brilliant period cut glass. So you have a tall vase with a flower pattern cut into it, and then you have a low bowl with what's called like a star or a star and fan pattern.
Yeah.
These pieces, when they're perfect, collectors do not want a bit of damage or a chip or a nick or anything. Mm. Probably about $40 to $80 each.
Oh, all right. Well, that's anticlimactic.
Well, it's different than 50 grand. But you know what I love? Every time we talk about an item, we learn something, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to put pictures of these that you sent to us on our Instagram at Anna and Raven so you can kind of follow along all week long. And we're going to have more all week with Ryan Breckland from NestEggAuction.com.